Hey, thanks for coming by. Go ahead and have a seat. Do you want some water or juice or something? No, I don't need you to watch the kids this weekend. I actually called you here for a different reason. And it's kind of... I'll just get right to it. So, I know you've been fucking my husband. Yeah, it's kind of embarrassing. Don't worry, you don't have to make an excuse, I get it. I mean, you both have been pretty sloppy about it, leaving condoms here and there. You know, the bed unmade, like I wouldn't notice. And honestly, I've caught you a few times. Just because, I mean, it's probably a new thing, and you want to fuck all the time, and I get it. I mean, I was 18 once, too. But if you have this idea that he's going to leave me for you, you're sadly mistaken. You see, when I married him, I understood he had needs outside of our relationship, just as he understands my needs. And while you may think that this is a love connection, I can assure you that it's not. You see, I work with your dad, and what would your dad say if he knew daddy's little girl was a slut and fucking a married man? I mean, strike one, right? You don't want to fuck up his career. He'll never make partner if he has that reputation. Also, to be quite honest, you're not the first. And I'm sorry if you thought that you were, but he has a long list of accomplishments. And your pussy is on the list, but it's not number one. You see, my husband and I, we have a deep relationship. It's more than just sex. And we have a game. I fuck the gardener, he fucks a friend. I fuck my assistant, he fucks the babysitter. Do you understand? You're a notch. You're another number to him. You're just an accomplishment in our game. And while he may think that he's won this battle, I plan to win the game. You see, it's cute. You probably imagine that my children are yours and you're just a big happy family together. That he'll divorce me, and I'll be so heartbroken that I'll just let him go, and then you can have him. Because after all, your pussy is probably magical in his eyes, right? But that's where you're wrong. We've had this scenario multiple times, and every time, his young, impressionable slut gets the idea that she'll take him away. Of course, it never comes through, and he always has to break it off in a very hard way, and they're left broken and sad. Because after all, you're young. You don't know yet. But this time is different, because you do kind of look like me, and we did meet when we were 18, so makes sense he has a type. But how I plan to win the game is by using you. You will not stop fucking my husband. You won't tell him about our conversation. But the next time he kisses your lips or he licks your cunt, it will taste like me. And then he will know I have won the game. You see, it's easy because my husband has never been attracted to men, so he'll never fuck the men I fuck. But what I've never done is I've never used his play toy against him. And that is what I plan to do with you. I mean, you know my family so well. You know my husband's schedule. You know how he likes his dick sucked. And don't tell me that you don't, because I've seen it. I've seen that lust in your eyes when he's inside you. It's orgasmic. And it's a major turn on. And who knows? Maybe eventually the three of us will become play friends. I know that you say you don't eat pussy right now, but you'll learn to. And you'll love it. Especially mine. Because if you don't, well, Daddy will find out your secret. And you'll be ruined. You'll be another tramp in this small town. I promise. This is the only option for you. If you want to keep your job. If you want to keep fucking my husband. And if you don't want to fuck up your daddy's career. Plus, I'm a perfect pussy to start with. I'm sweet, wet, warm. I'll show you. Give me your hand.
Give me your hand.
Perfect. I'll just slip it right up my skirt. See? This warm, wet cunt right here. This is the number one reason he will never leave me. And he certainly won't leave me for you. Go on. Move your fingers. Feel how wet and warm I am. Feel my cum as it slips down your fingertips. It feels so good, doesn't it? I bet you want to use your tongue now, don't you? I bet you're also getting wet. Here, taste them. Open your mouth. Tongue out. Good girl. Delicious. You may not like it now, but you will. Because you and I, we will fuck a lot. So that every time my husband tastes you, it's a mixture of you and me. You may not kick me out of this relationship, but maybe you'll find yourself in it in some capacity. Now, get on your knees and taste my cunt. Yes, I mean it. Now. Good girl. Now, you're going to use that mouth in a sweet way, aren't you? No biting. Correct? Because if you do, I'll smack that smile right off your face. Stick out your tongue. I'm going to lower myself onto you. Ready? Oh, fuck. Yes, now lick it. Yes, like you're eating a peach. Good girl. Oh, fuck. It doesn't feel like I'm your first. Yes. Oh, use your lips. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so eager. Alright, that's enough. That's enough. You haven't been a very good girl. But next time, I'll get to taste that sweet cunt that my husband just goes mad for, won't I? This will be our arrangement. Understand? Good girl. Now, get out of my kitchen.